Welcome to another new episode of the Decluttering Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. As the sun is going to peek out at any moment here in Dubai, I thought it would be a great time to declutter and organize your sunglasses and also your regular glasses. I have one pair of regular glasses that I have had for over 10 years and keep in the car, but I do have a few sunglasses, so can semi-relate if you have a few. So bear in mind, this may not be a huge task for you, but maybe for others, especially if you have a lot of reading glasses and eyeglasses. Also, of course, I have decluttered and organized a lot of glasses over the years. It can be hard to get rid of them as they are often in great condition, but just not worn often. If you have hundreds of them, as some of my clients have, it's difficult to declutter them, especially when living in a sunny climate like in the United Arab Emirates. So let's start the process of helping you to declutter and organize your glasses. So to start off with, get all your glasses together and put them, say, on your dining table or on your floor on a rug. Then separate the glasses between sunglasses, eyeglasses, reading glasses, and spectacles if you have them. Starting with the sunglasses, like declutter them into recycling or donation. So you don't, you know, you want to get rid of the ones that you don't wear, they look awful, they're broken, or they're scratched. The likelihood of you going to get the lens fixed if it is scratched is not high. So give them away. You know, somebody else might be able to fix them. Somebody else might use them. So, you know, get rid of the ones that you don't like. And if you've bought those cheap ones that you can buy online from stores and you've worn it for like one or two times for an outfit and then that's it, get rid of them as well. If you have prescription sunglasses, get rid of the non-prescription ones and also the ones with an old prescription, unless you like the frames. Now, I know designer sunglasses are very expensive, but if you don't wear them, there is no point in keeping them in your space. They're just taking up valuable real estate in your cupboard, in your drawer, on your countertop, just in your home. And it's valuable, valuable real estate. I wear one pair of sunglasses most of the time and they stay in my car as I wear them whilst driving. The other four or five pairs are in my home in a sunglasses tray. And to be honest, they're not taken out much. I normally do use them if I am going out and not going in my car. I donated a few pairs of them recently as they just didn't suit me and were just taking up valuable real estate in my glasses tray. So do that as well. And if you have expensive ones, you can sell them online on a secondhand luxury sites such as the Luxury Closet. So, you know, think about doing that if you want to, you know, you want to make a bit of money from getting rid of them. Next, let's talk about prescription eyeglasses. So keep your most recent prescription eyeglass as well as one spare in case your main one goes missing or breaks. This is especially vital if you need them for everyday functions. My father has a pair on each floor of the house and one in his back. So it's a bit excessive, but he has this routine and it works for him. And it also means he is never without them. And he never then irritates my mom or us when he's like, I can't find my glasses. And it's like, well, your glasses are, they're everywhere. Some people have different pairs as well to match with their mood or their outfit. Only you can decide how many pairs you should keep. But bear in mind the amount of space you have and how many is too many. As I said, I have only one pair and I need them for night driving and sometimes at the cinema. So I keep them in my car to take out when needed. But for you, you know, you might need them more regularly. So see how many you need, where you need them and, you know, put them there. You know, but just think about taking, you know, the ones that are an old prescription or they're scratched or they're old frames that you don't like, get rid of them. Next, let's talk about reading glasses. They are normally non-prescription and can be replaced easily with a quick trip to the shops. Also, they're not expensive, so people have a few of them in the house. While convenience is important, having too many in different areas of your house does become clutter. Keep one pair where you need them often, such as your bedside cabinet and your office. Make sure you can easily find these glasses so that you don't have to keep buying new ones to replace the ones that you can't find. To get rid of your glasses, For your like sunglasses, as I said, you can be sold on marketplace sites or, you know, Facebook groups or secondhand luxury stores. For eyeglasses, and opticians often have a location to donate them, or there are local charities that do collections every so often. Find out from your local social media groups or ask your opticians if there are collections currently. If you know of an initiative to donate glasses, please let me know in the comment box, as it could help another listener and it could help me as well, you know, with helping my clients. Finally, let's talk about organizing the sunglasses and the regular glasses. If you don't have too many glasses, they can be stored in a velvet tray in your drawer or on the countertop. I bought mine from Home Center, but you can also then buy them from Amazon and other home store places. Muji sells acrylic boxes to put the glasses in so you can see them quickly and easily. But there's, you know, they're great. They're quite expensive, but there's always a sale in Muji. There are now such a huge variety of ways to store your glasses. So Google and see what works for you and the amount of glasses you have. Make sure that the solution is easy to use and to access, and it doesn't become clutter as well. So these are my top tips today to declutter and organize your glasses. I hope you found it useful. If you did, I would so love it if you could leave a quick review of the episode and of the show, as it helps me so much. Thank you for listening, as always, and tune in next week for the next episode. Speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.